In my mind, I still see it. Low matchbox barracks fill the parking lot, their rooftops overlapping in a blanket of tar paper that seems to stretch for acres. As our bus inches forward through the barbed and twisted gate, rows of clear space open between the buildings, and they fall into diagonal lines like a puzzle solved. Rising behind them is the grandstand, freshly yellow and green. It stands, framed in turn by the hazy mountain range, displaying its turrets and arches and frosting-edged rooftops. There's a fountain, too, pumping merrily beyond the ticket booths and turnstiles, and I remember looking at the splash of flowers around it and thinking, how could they do this? How could they give this up for us? We wait on the bus until they've unloaded our baggage, then fall out the door, past the soldiers, and into a line that winds around the edge of the asphalt, tags still around our necks. Men hold their hats. I see gray with wide brims and black bands. Their jackets are unbuttoned, and their ties swing against starched white shirts. It's not until later that the fearful searchers will yank those same ties to the side. I have a hat on, too, with a bunch of silk flowers. I'm wearing sturdy shoes and socks in the heat, standing just under the two guard towers, the main gate, 7 times higher than a man. Inside, the sun beats us, and I think of the monsters children make from wood scraps, of fragile, awkward spiders pushing their bodies toward the sky. In my mind, there's no noise, nothing but tiny, proper movement, but I know we were frantic. We were ordered around. We had to open our bags, stand in line for that, too. I know we were yelled at when we spoke Japanese, that it was forbidden by the soldiers. We didn't look old and young to them, I guess. We couldn't make them feel how willing we were to follow. But I don't remember speaking, just the times I almost spoke. I was afraid of the words, of the sentences I could form, of the things that could teach me that I didn't want to know. So there we are, standing in the parking lot in lines, women and small children in one, men in the other, for vaccinations and a health exam. The buses are behind us. Our bags are piled high. While we wait, we lift our arms from our sides, sagging in the heat, and the soldiers pat our bodies down, seizing cameras and searching for weapons. In front of us, curtains are hung in the shape of a box. The nurses wait inside them. Each time we move forward, someone is disappearing and the curtains shudder, holding in the elbows and knees that jostle and press as the people inside falter at the sight of whatever is to come.